sets up categories for governing the release of sensitive information. This policy provides a framework for protecting corporate information by making all employees aware of the level of sensitivity of each piece of information. Operating without a data classification policy, the status quo in almost all companies today, leaves most of these decisions in the hands of individual workers. Naturally, employee decisions are largely based on subjective factors, rather than on the sensitivity, criticality, and value of information. Information is also released because employees are ignorant of the possibility that in responding to a request for the information, they may be putting it into the hands of an attacker. The data classification policy sets forth guidelines for classifying valuable information into one of several levels. With each item assigned a classification, employees can follow a set of data handling procedures that protect the company from inadvertent or careless release of sensitive information. These procedures mitigate the possibility that employees will be duped into revealing sensitive information to unauthorized persons. Every employee must be trained on the corporate data classification policy, including those who do not typically use computers or corporate communications systems. Because every member of the corporate workforce, including the cleaning crew, building guards, and copy room staff, as well as consultants, contractors, and even interns, may have access to sensitive information, anyone could be the target of an attack. Management must assign an information owner to be responsible for any information that is currently in use at the company. Among other things, the information owner is responsible for the protection of the information assets. Ordinarily, the owner decides what level of classification to assign based on the need to protect the information, periodically reassesses the classification level assigned, and decides if any changes are needed. The information owner may also delegate the responsibility of protecting the data to a custodian or designee. Classification categories and definitions. Information should be separated into varying levels of classification based on its sensitivity. Once a particular classification system is set up, it's an expensive and time-consuming process to reclassify information into new categories. In our example policy, I chose 4 classification levels, which is appropriate for most medium to large businesses. Depending on the number and types of sensitive information, business may choose to add more categories to further control specific types of information. In smaller businesses, a 3-level classification scheme may be sufficient. Remember, the more complex the classification scheme, the more expense to the organization in training employees and enforcing the system. Confidential. This category of information is the most sensitive. Confidential information is intended for use only within the organization. In most cases, it should only be shared with a very limited number of people with an absolute need to know. The nature of confidential information is such that any unauthorized disclosure could seriously impact the company, its shareholders, its business partners, and/or its customers. Items of confidential information generally fall into one of these categories. Information concerning trade secrets, proprietary source code, technical or functional specifications, or product information that could be of advantage to a competitor. Marketing and financial information not available to the public. Any other information that is vital to the operation of the company, such as future business strategies. Private. This category covers information of a personal nature that is intended for use only within the organization. Any unauthorized disclosure of private information could seriously impact employees or the company if obtained by any unauthorized persons, especially social engineers. Items of private information would include employee medical history, health benefits, bank account information, salary history, or any other personal identifying information that is not of public record. Internal. This category of information can be freely provided to any persons employed by the organization. Ordinarily, unauthorized disclosure of internal information is not expected to cause serious harm to the company, its shareholders, its business partners, its customers, or its employees. However, persons adept in social engineering skills can use this information to masquerade as an authorized employee, contractor, or vendor to deceive unsuspecting personnel into providing more sensitive information that would result in unauthorized access to corporate computer systems. A confidentiality agreement must be signed before internal information may be disclosed to third parties, such as employees of vendor firms, contractor labor, partner firms, and so on. Internal information generally includes anything used in the course of daily business activity that should not be released to outsiders, such as corporate organizational charts, network dial-up numbers, internal system names, remote access procedures, cost center codes, and so on. Note: the internal category of information is often termed sensitive by security personnel. I have chosen to use internal because the term itself explains the intended audience. I have used the term sensitive not as a security classification, but as a convenient method of referring to confidential, private, and internal information. Put another way, sensitive refers to any company information that is not specifically designated as public. Public. Information that is specifically designated for release to the public. This type of information can be freely distributed to anyone, such as press releases, customer support contact information, or product brochures. Note that any information not specifically designated as public should be treated as